Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Don Tomasulo, longtime Buffalo concert promoter, with us live this morning on WBEN, talking about Sir Paul McCartney coming to Buffalo November 14th at KeyBank Center. Hey, Don, what was your first reaction when you heard yesterday that he was coming?
Holy mackerel, good morning. You know, the weather's getting hot, and so is the concert business. I never thought we'd hear Sir Paul coming back to Buffalo again. I didn't think he was ever going to be here. And we saw him once, and now he's coming back, so it's exciting.
Yeah, I think most people thought that, you know, 10 years ago it was a one and done. It had never been here before, and this will be the last time we ever see him, but making the rounds again. Still, Donnie, getting rave reviews. I mean, we were all kind of shocked by how great the show was 10 years ago. 10 years later, at his age, still putting on a heck of a performance.
Look, at the greatest performers of all time are still great. The Stones are still exciting. Who would have ever thought McCartney would be this great at this age and stayed on stage for like 3 hours and does 40 songs? How does he get the energy to do it? You know, to me, this is not a concert. This is an event. We've talked about a lot of concerts through the years, and all the biggest names have been here multiple times. But there's only one person who was never here in his peak, and that was Sir Paul. So to have him coming back again, which I just can't believe it, it's very exciting.
Did you go to that show in Buffalo at First Niagara Center 10 years ago?
Yeah, of course I did. Look, I'm very blessed that I've been in the concert business and the music business my whole life, so I'm used to seeing everybody for free. I had to buy one pair of tickets in my life, and it was to Sir Paul McCartney. And I don't remember the price, but like at $275 a ticket. It's the only time I never complained about buying a ticket, and it was fantastic. And I was blown away, but how does he stay on stage, and how does he stay so hydrated? And I've heard stories about how he does it, but it was just a phenomenal show. And everything you wanted to hear. I hate when you go and see big acts and they don't play what you want them to play. I mean, Paul has so many hits, he can't do everything, but he did everything you want him to do, and the show was phenomenal.
That was the thing. I mean, well, he played 40-plus songs last time he was here, and it was just about everything you'd want to hear. I'd go to see the same set list again, Donnie. And you mentioned his energy. 100%. I thought seeing him, there were so many people before saying, oh, you know, old rock star, whatever. I thought he had more energy at 72 than a lot of people I see at 27.
And the show was better, and the energy, and the way he works the crowd, he still has that charm. You know, that's what always made Paul so fantastic. He had that charm. And I've seen many an act who are in their older years, and you go, oof, they should not be touring. But after I saw Paul the last time, I was just amazed. And where does that energy and that smile? And again, the guy's got enough money. He doesn't need the tour. He's doing it because he loves it.
Yeah, people love him. What is your expectation with tickets? I mean, if you're in the pre-sale, do you jump in next Tuesday? Do you wait? What are you thinking?
Boy, everybody keeps calling. I can't tell you. I should just have a ticket machine in my office because everybody's calling me. Can you get tickets? I just go, no. But yes, I would jump into the pool as fast as you can because it's going to be a lot of people looking for them. They're going to be way expensive, but do the best that you can and set your money aside and just chalk it up to an event and get in early. And then if there's still tickets left or in the secondary market, you know there's going to be a ton of overpriced tickets. But that's just the way the concert business is these days.
It's changed a lot over the last really just 3 or 4 years, if I look at it. And I don't know how Paul fits into this, if he's kind of been the same or different, but major touring acts, the thing I've noticed is that they book these huge venues, they charge a ton of money for tickets, and then no one buys them. And then what you see is these tickets just drop in price as you get closer and closer to the day of. What's going on with that?
You know, I've had this discussion with many a concert promoter and many of events. Are we overpricing ourselves out? You know, what's somebody really worth? I don't want to sound like a commercial there, but what's something really worth? What's a concert ticket worth? How much are you willing to pay for somebody? and a secondary act. I'm like, I'll just wait to see how it goes. But now you're talking about McCartney, so that to me is a different animal. But yeah, the business has changed so much since the early days when I was in it, and it was hard to get tickets. And now with technology, and the prices are just amazing to me. But I really think this one will have the demand.
You know, it leaves you wondering, like, am I going to feel like a sucker? We were just last week talking about a soccer game. People were buying tickets for $400-something at the box office. And then a few days later at the box office, it was $13 for the same comparable seats. George Strait at Highmark Stadium. You might have bought a seat for $300-something. And then just a month before the show, oh, they're selling two for 160 in the same section. And yet, you kind of want to be there right at the beginning because in the back of your head, it's like, well, what if it sells out?
And that's what they're playing on. It's your mind. It's like buying an airline ticket. You know, you buy it way in advance and you get it cheap and someone waits and they go up and down. But to me, with the George Strait thing, I thought the venue was too big. I mean, I don't think he's going to draw 50,000 people. But, you know, with Paul, you know, playing the arena, I think that's that's going to sell. I mean, there's just, you know, you're looking at under 20,000 tickets. So I really think this one's going to go. But you never know. You take the shot. If you want to see him, it's worth the investment. And if secondary market tickets come on later at a lower price, you're just going to have to just go with it. That's just the way it's an interesting world out there. You're just going to have to go with it. But I get your feeling. Sometimes you feel like, oh, why did I do that? You know?
Is there a part of you that wishes it was a stadium show, maybe the last stadium concert at Highmark? Or are you glad that it's at KeyBank Center?
There was never a chance that I wish this was the last stadium show. I did that in my youth. That's a young people's game. To me, as soon as you say stadium, I go, oh, I don't want to do that, you know. So I'm thrilled that it's an indoor show, especially in November. I love being downtown and, you know, making it an event where you go to dinner and make it part of the show. So I'm personally thrilled that it is in that venue. Plus the sight lines and the sound will be great. So, yeah, I'm really looking forward to it that it's going to be indoors.
Can't wait for it on a Friday night, too. Can't beat that, at least for us. Don, thanks. Don Tomasulo joining us, talking about Paul McCartney coming back to Buffalo this November.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Green from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.